Hey folks, it's Philip with the Everyday Fighter Podcast. One of the things I love doing off the mat is cooking. All things kind of food and like fancy food and, you know, cooking techniques and gadgets to cook. I love all of that. One of the things I learned early on was when you're cooking, there's a few things that come into adding flavor to your dish. One of those things is dissolving your ingredients or the compounds, the chemicals in your ingredients to enhance the flavor. Now, prior to that, I only thought of dissolving things in water. Kind of like when I was growing up as a kid, make Kool-Aid, use water to dissolve that, right? And you know, even when I started cooking, thinking about, oh, you know, you've got, you know, the brown bits down on the bottom of the pan. Well, you know, there's a lot of flavor in there. So, okay, let me just add some water or even maybe something water-based like chicken stock to be able to pull out more flavor from that and make your dish taste better. But later on, I learned a couple of other things that you'd be able to use to dissolve compounds and extract more flavor. One of them is alcohol. Now, we see that a lot when you see kind of like fancy techniques, whether it's in a restaurant or somewhere else, where they would pour wine or some other kind of liquor, brandy or cognac or whatever it might be, onto a pan, and they'd use that to dissolve the little brown bits, the fond, as they call it, down on the bottom of the pan. And before, I just thought of that as, okay, they're just looking to be fancy. Yeah, sure, the wine, the alcoholic beverage, it adds a bit of flavor to the dish as well. But, you know, it's really more for the show. And I learned that that's really not the case at all. In fact, there are some flavor compounds that are soluble, meaning you can only extract that actual flavor using alcohol. Water or water-based solvents, they don't work to do that. So you need the alcohol for that. Even further, I found out that there are some compounds that if you want to extract their flavor, you can only get them through fat. Now, fat has its own kind of flavor and that type of thing. I love using fat in my cooking, much to the chagrin of some of my more health-conscious family and friends. But in any case, there are certain compounds that you can only get out that flavor. You can only really appreciate it by using fat to draw that out. So that was something that I found really interesting as I learned about them in my cooking. But that's something that I found also as I thought about it in martial arts as well, in fighting. And that there are some things that people think that they can get doing only one thing. For example, working the heavy bag. I think, okay, well, you know, I do all these combos, I get my workout all through the heavy bag, and that's what I use as my tool. And, you know, if that's what they've got available to them, it is what it is. But it's not giving you everything that you need. You're not getting fully the experience of that technique by just hitting a heavy bag. There are some things you can only get when somebody holds the mitts for you. There's some things that you can only get when you are just drilling, shadow boxing, you know, over and over and over and over again. There are some things that you can only get when you add a bit more emotion to it, when there are more stakes. So whether that's competition, whether that's something that you kind of imagine a scenario for yourself, like, you know, some reality-based training, they'll give you certain scenarios, like you have to protect somebody or something. I mean, there's a bit of a spike there in your adrenaline, in the stress emotionally and mentally. You're not necessarily going to get that by just staying on say a heavy bag. You can't get that when someone's just necessarily just holding pads for you. There has to be something else. There's some things you can only get through real life, possibly traumatic experience. So think about that when you are training and ask yourself, are there other ways that I'd be able to apply this technique, this concept, and change things up a bit so that I'd be able to get even more of an experience out of this, to add more dimensions to it so that I can get more mentally, physically, emotionally out of this particular technique as I train it, as I experience it, so that I can use it to my biggest advantage. That's it for today, folks. This is Philip with the Everyday Fighter Podcast. Talk to you next time.